Hello, and welcome back to Sapphic Stories, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host, Olivia Taylor, and today we've got a brand new episode of Office Hours for you. And this is a really fun one. It's the first story that we get from Jennifer's perspective. I was a huge Twilight head growing up. It's really embarrassing, but really true. And I absolutely lived for Midnight Sun, the story told from Edward's perspective. It was just really satisfying to get that insight into what he was thinking after getting so many chapters from Bella's perspective. And in general, I really like dual perspective romances. I think they're really effective. And in this series, I feel like dual perspective works particularly well because it allows for there to be more power exchange between Jennifer and Taylor. So, for example, in this episode, Taylor comes to one of Jennifer's lectures, basically with the sole idea of teasing her. The dean is sitting in on lecture, and Taylor goes right up to her, sits next to her, and even asks for a pen. And she's basically walking right up to the line of danger in the relationship and dancing on it. Honestly, I think it's a huge power move. If this moment in the story was told from Taylor's perspective, I don't think it would be as effectively spicy. And I think that's because the perspective allows for there to be mystery left in the act. So what do I mean by that? If this story was told, or this, you know, episode in the series was told from Taylor's perspective, we'd be hearing every thought she had in the moment. And she'd probably be pretty anxious about what she was doing and, you know, trying to pull it off. I know I would be, at least. But from Jennifer's perspective, we see Taylor as this confident, give-no-fucks object of desire. It's also just really fun to see this kind of role reversal, to see the person who presumably has more power in this relationship, Jennifer, sort of put on her back foot by the person who arguably has less power, Taylor. Okay, my other favorite moment from this story is when Jennifer pulls out a vibrator from her purse. It's so inexplicable. But you know what? This is fantasy, baby. She can do what she wants. She can carry a vibrator in her purse. Why not? Let sapphic women have fun, no questions asked. So, you know, I just really love this episode, and I hope you do too. It's fun, it's spicy, and if you're hooked, make sure to head on over to the Dipsy app, where there are hundreds of sapphic stories. You can use the promo code sapphic or go to dipsystories.com/sapphic for 30 days free. But for now, enjoy episode 2 of Office Hours, After Class.
We agreed to keep things quiet. It wasn't that I didn't want to tell people. She was always on my mind. But she'd been my student. Being with her would have raised eyebrows. So we promised not to see each other on campus if we could help it. And we were doing well sticking to the rules until our run-ins started to become more and more frequent. She'd see me outside the library and ask me for directions like we were strangers. Or she'd brush by me a little too closely in a crowded hall. I knew what she was up to, teasing me, daring me to play this little game with her. I wasn't one to cave in so easily, though.
Okay, and so now that we've made the assessment...
Dean Murphy stopped by my lecture for my annual observation. She sat in the front, wearing all black and tapping her foot impatiently as I spoke. We were nearing the end of class when I saw Taylor slip into the room. She walked down the aisle, trying to find a seat. She ignored rows of empty chairs in the back and found a spot up front, right next to the dean. I felt a heat spread across my face. She liked to push me, but this was something else. She knew that she'd captured my attention. I watched her tap the dean on her shoulder, whisper something to her.
I want details on
Murphy reached down and took out a pen from her purse, handed it to Taylor with a light smile. She accepted and then found my eyes at the front of the room, stared at me with mischief on her face, biting down on her lip. I jotted a few notes on the board to turn my attention away from the dean, buying myself some time to catch my breath.
Be determined and resilient, and I'll see you next week, okay? All right.
Dean Murphy finally left. Some stragglers followed her. Taylor was waiting patiently in her seat. Her eyes were scanning me, dragging up and down my whole body.
Great class.
Didn't really seem like you were paying attention.
Sure I was. toward the middle of slide 15, you tucked your hair behind your ears. Then again on slide 17.
Uh-huh.
I'm very attentive, Professor.
Can I talk to you in my office, Taylor?
Did I do something wrong?
Follow me. We weaved down the halls and up the stairs to my office. She was several paces behind me. Her heels clacked on the hardwood, and with each step, I felt a pulse surging through my body. Sit down, Taylor.
I prefer to...
Sit down.
Professor, I was...
I didn't ask you to speak. You're really pushing it, Taylor. Showing up to my class like that. But you know how I feel about disrespect, don't you? What do you have to say for yourself?
I just wanted to stop by, Professor. I wanted to give you something.
She reached into her bag and slid out a vibrator. Discreet. Small enough to fit into her palm. Her eyes were playful. I knew exactly what I was gonna do to her. You're bold, Taylor. But behavior like this is a punishable offense.
I didn't mean to assume that.
I've been lenient with you before, but I'm afraid there'll be consequences.
What sort of consequences?
Give that to me. Stand up. Face my desk. Take off your shirt. Now your pants. She looked back at me as she shimmied the waist down over her ass. Black lace hugged her skin. I forced myself not to grab her right there. Just slowly slipped off my dress instead. Hung it neatly on the back of the chair next to me, performing nonchalance. Making her wait. Bend over the desk.
Like this, Professor?
I stood behind Taylor and gripped her shoulder. My body leaned into hers. My hands ran along the lace and grabbed her ass. Now I dug my fingers into her skin and spread her legs apart. Now, you know that my colleagues, my students, my boss are all in this building. I can't have you misbehaving, being bad, acting so needy.
I didn't want to upset you.
It's too late now. You have to be punished. And if anyone outside hears you scream...
I promise to be quiet.
I don't believe you.
I swear.
I picked up her shirt from the floor and twisted it into a long rope. I stepped behind her, leaned over her body, my chest against her back. You know you can't be trusted.
It's true.
Say it.
I can't be trusted.
You need me to help you?
I do. Please help me.
Bite down on this. She gave me a sly smile before I wrapped the shirt around her mouth and tied it tightly behind her head. She looked at me, unblinking, and pressed her ass into me. Even gagged, she found a way to challenge me. I kissed down her spine, over her ass, dragging her panties to her ankles. I felt her body tighten as she pressed into me. Her hands were gripping the sides of the desk. Her nails scratched against the wood. I grabbed her ass hard with both hands, burying my mouth deeper, the tip of my tongue circling her, soft and slow. I heard a group pass by my door and held still. You want more, don't you? You want to be fucked until you're sore. Turn around. I sat down in the armchair behind my desk. She stood up and waited in front of me. I grabbed her and pulled her onto my lap, bit down into her neck. Do you promise to be good? You swear?
where?
I yanked the gag out of her mouth. She shifted forward, her stomach against mine, her ass sitting flat on my thighs. I turned on the vibrator and guided it down to her clit. She pressed even closer to me, and I felt the vibration run through my body. I muffled a moan. My whole body shuddered when her mouth grazed my ear. I slowly traced my fingers across her lips, her arms around my neck, her tits against mine.
You could do anything to me.
I can't, because you've been bad.
I love it when you talk like that.
Yeah. You like me putting you in your place. Because you need to be taught respect. I reached around her thighs to thrust my fingers into her, pulling in and out, her body gripping me with every push. I pressed the vibrator into her and she bit into my shoulder. I kept going, deeper and deeper, her nails clawed into my back. Crying on me, what the fuck?
Yes, Professor.
Harder. Don't look back. Good. Yes.
Fuck. Fuck.
Keep going like that. On this pussy. You love me when I fuck you. Go deep inside you.
I'm already close.
We could hear people approaching down the hall, but we couldn't stop. We were too far gone. They got closer and closer, and we tried to stay quiet, but even our breath seemed too loud. My thoughts were starting to cloud. My focus was hazy. I circled her clit and thrust it quickly up and down, hitting the back of her, her tits bouncing in front of me, her face strained. Until she buried her face into my shoulder to muffle her screams.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
That was so fucking hot.
As soon as I saw you in the lecture, I completely forgot what I was doing. You have such a power over me.
You even ended class early.
I couldn't help it.
I should go.
I'll come over later, okay?
You gotta sneak in the back again.